This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5. Feeling flat? Lisa and Pete will give you a charge up. Same as AutoSpark, Perth's auto electrical and aircon specialists. AutoSpark.com.au.
Now, to say that the following lifestyle is alternative is a bit of an understatement. Hayley Newbury has a different sort of a lifestyle. In fact, you might say, Hayley, that you're deliberately homeless. Is that how you describe it?
Yes, I would actually. It's a lifestyle I choose to lead. It's quite interesting, actually.
It's slightly alternative. It's also sheer damn genius, Hayley. I've often said if I was 20 years younger and had no pets, I would do this. You house sit and you do it permanently. You go from one house to the next.
Yes, I do.
And my experience is people don't usually get you around to look after your sort of squat.
No.
It's usually a very nice house.
Yeah.
It is. I actually go and meet them beforehand to make sure that they are nice houses that I stay at.
Yes.
So you get to pick where you stay. So it's a full-time thing. Do you get paid for this?
No, I don't get paid for it.
Right.
But I don't pay rent either.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So there's the upside.
So what you earn, you keep. Actually, I love how you say, all I have to do is pay for my phone and my brand new car.
Yes.
Yep, there's the...
So if you want to be able to afford a brand new car, that's it. Now, I'm interested to know, you don't actually have a house of your own. You've only been 13 days free, though, without a house to look after in the 3 years you've been doing it. So what do you do on those 13 days?
I actually leave the country.
Oh, it just gets better and better.
It does.
It is. So if I've got some time off, I like to go to Bali or try and catch up with friends.
You may as well.
Sleep on the couches if I need to.
Yeah. Look, as a professional house sitter, you've obviously got some great ideas now, living in other people's houses for what you want to do with potentially your home at the end of all this. Is there some goal in sight for you personally?
At the moment, I'm thinking about the money, saving the money and going on the holidays and buying those shoes that I like.
Yeah.
I definitely am figuring out where I want to live, what suburbs, what kind of house, what kind of pets.
You're doing the ultimate recce, really, aren't
really
you?
Really is.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely living in somebody else's lifestyle and seeing what I like and what I don't like about it.
Yes, good process of elimination. I'm curious about one thing. We've got an election coming up.
Yep.
Where do you sort of vote? Are you registered in your parents' electorate or what goes on there?
At my parents' house, all my mail goes there.
Oh, right. Okay. You've got to have something somewhere, don't you?
We were wondering
you?
If there was a PO box or
Mum.
A redirection of some sort. Is there any downside to this? You know, do you get, you know, sometimes a couple of weeks into a place and sort of just not enjoy it and just go, really hate this joint?
Sometimes it gets a bit stressful wanting to be somewhere, you know, permanently.
Yeah.
But during a house sit, you know it's only going to go for a certain amount of time anyway.
Yeah.
Right. So enjoy it as it comes.
So if people are thinking, I would love to do this as well, what would your advice to them be, Hayley? Stay off my good places.
Definitely do it.
So
yes,
should they look online or?
Yeah, there's a couple of websites that they can go on if you just Google house sitting. Lots of people out there looking for house sitters.
Okay.
Just pop up your police clearance and all your references just go. They contact you.
Great. Well, there you go.
So when people say to her, you sleep in a different bed every night, it's not an insult.
No, it's a good thing.
It's a good thing. Hey, thanks for your time.
Thanks,
That's
Hayley.
Great.
Thank you so much.
And across town right now, people are flicking through the fancy dress stores thinking, why did I leave it so late? Because, of course, it's Supernova this weekend, and in town for it, our next special guest, James Masters. Hello.
Hello,
James.
Beautiful.
Now, let me just qualify. I think most people will remember you as Spike in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
That's all right, though, isn't it? I mean, what a great role that was. What a great show that was.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You guys looked like you were having good fun. Was it one of those moments, you know, that it was a great cast, everyone had a ball, good storylines, good fun?
Yeah, you know, the one thing that I'm proud of is I knew how good it was while we were doing it.
Yeah.
I'd been around long enough and had enough mediocre writing that when we got Joss's script, Joss Whedon's script, mm-hmm. It was apparent that we were in the middle of something really good.
Yeah.
But Joss also found 9 of the best writers in Hollywood
back when
no one else knew who they were. He had them when they were all young and hungry and in the same room working on one show. Now they're all doing the biggest shows in Hollywood.
Yes.
One of them's up for an Oscar this year. And they're all making great money, but they're all working alone.
Yeah.
And that's all good, but I had them when they were all young and hungry.
You trained them all. You trained them up and sent them out.
Back when they would listen to you.
Yeah.
Obviously. Sure, because I was giving notes.
Buffy came off the back of an enormously iconic 90s movie. Mm. It was huge. Was there pressure, you know, to kind of emulate the success of the movie, Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No, man, that was the one thing you could not talk to Joss about.
Really?
Yeah. Was that
he was
don't
mention the war.
He was a great boss, but he just got so depressed if you mentioned that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Who would have thought people would draw, comparison?
Well, he wrote the script, but he didn't have control over the production of it. And Joss's style is that if you play it really straight, it's funny. If you play it very realistically. But if you send it up or it's arch in any way, it's half as funny. So the film was like half as funny as it could have been.
Is that right? Because it was hilarious. It was just
not
really
as funny as
slapstick.
The show was great.
The Rutger Hauer, you know, fabulous.
God, I love Rutger Hauer.
Paul Rubens was in that. Yeah, it was all good, but it would have been better if they just would have done it like he thought they should.
You heard it here first.
That's true.
If you enjoyed that growing up in the 90s, just remember it could have been twice as good.
Mm-hmm.
Just feel cheated, all right?
There were a few spin-offs from Buffy as well. Was there going to be a Spike spin-off? Well, you were actually pretty busy appearing in the others.
Yeah, you know,
I
asked Joss about a Spike spin-off one time. He looks up and he goes, you know, that's a great idea, James. A male vampire spin-off of the Buffy series. What shall we call that? How about Angel?
Of course.
Put
what
me
else?
Right in my place. Yeah. Okay, boss. I'll just stick around here.
Supernova. It's become an iconic event. When it first started coming around, people were like, that's a nerd convention. But now it's one of the most mainstream things, and everyone seems to go, and it's just a huge event.
Any event where you dress up and have fun. It can't be bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. Everyone's safe. Everyone's beautiful. Mm-hmm. You can be whatever you want.
Yep.
People walk around with a beer in one hand and a sword in the other hand.
How
nobody
good is
gets
that?
Hurt.
Yeah,
nobody
no one
even gets
hurt.
In an argument. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place.
I think that's brilliant. As well as a stellar acting career, and not just in Buffy, you're also a successful singer-songwriter with your own band, Ghost of the Robot. I see you perform covers of classics by people that I love, Tom Waits, Neil Young.
Oh, wow.
Young's one of my absolute heroes.
I was doing covers when Charlie DeMars discovered me, and he made me promise I would stop that and start writing my own damn
songs. It shows
songs.
Me great taste. And you're doing a show here.
At the Convention and Entertainment City here in Perth, and you can get tickets at Mosh Tix or at the ticket window at the convention center.
Okay.
And I believe I'm going on at 8 o'clock, playing for about an hour and a half.
Fantastic.
And all original songs.
All right. Well, you can do that before Supernova on the weekend.
There you go. It's a double helping of James Masters. That's fantastic.
Yes. What's next after Supernova?
After Supernova, I go home for 3 weeks off.
Yeah.
And get pressured by my daughter to go to New Orleans. So I don't know how I'm going to get
New Orleans.
That one.
What's happening? Is it? Are we coming up to Mardi Gras? Or
I don't know.
Just New Orleans
not.
On any
Jesus,
week. Yeah.
Just Mardi Gras. Rude.
That's like the Gold Coast during schoolies.
That's not bad.
New Orleans during Mardi Gras.
Yeah,
just
true.
Just go
true.
There.
And then I'm working on a show called Vidiots for the Internet about two people who travel around the world and are horrible at gaming, but are very funny as they fail. With my friend Mark Devine, and we are editing the first 3 episodes right now.
Okay.
A lot of people are excited. We're kind of having a bidding war about who's gonna show it.
Okay.
We are terrified because one of the TV networks is sniffing around.
Ooh.
And if we go that way, we actually have to come up with a 30-minute show every week.
And
that's a lot
right.
of work, you know?
Yeah.
If it's on the internet, it's like 15 minutes every month.
It's like we started this to have fun. Now be careful what you wish for.
Exactly. Video games are my escape.
Really,
they become my job. I don't know about that.
I love video games too. I'm rubbish at them, but
Well, you should come on the show. You'll fit in.
Sounds like I would.
You know? Yeah. And you're funny.
Can't promise to be that funny, but you know, I'll make up the numbers. James Masters, a pleasure having you in the studio. We love your work, and we know that you'll be mobbed by specialists at Supernova. Mm-hmm. James Masters with Lisa and Pete.
Shut up! The boy is on the radio! Tanya Armstrong, part of Mix 94.5's footy call team, and the Dead Set Legends.
They'd have to improve a lot. They should have been 5 goals up at halftime.
And now, part of Lisa and Pete's footy tips.
G'day, Tanya.
Hi, Tan.
Hello, guys. How are you going?
Good.
It's a strange week with no AFL on in Perth.
One thing I'm not going to ask you about is Carolyn Wilson, because I've just about had enough.
Yep.
Unless there's
good.
Anything that you did want to add.
No, nothing to see
good.
Here.
Let's move on. This weekend, there are only a few games, but boy, they start early. They start tonight.
I know. Fox Footy are calling it Pie Night, but I don't know.
Pie Night?
Yeah, they're calling it Pie Night Thursday night.
Crows versus Melbourne? Surely Collingwood would have to be playing to be Pie Night.
Exactly. Crow Pie.
All right. So who do you think?
I'm going for Adelaide purely because it's in Adelaide, and I think they're going along very nicely, the Crows.
They certainly are. I'm going to go Adelaide as well, also only because it's in Adelaide, and I'm still dirty on the Roos for not winning last week.
Right. Okay, tipping for Pete, I'm going to say the Kangaroos.
All right.
Ooh.
Okay, I didn't feel anything. You should be all right with that. Friday night, Collingwood versus Fremantle. Frio playing in a Friday night game at the MCG.
I know. It's a bit of a blockbuster, isn't it, if you can call it that? They're going for four in a row, the Dockers. They've got 28 fit players to choose a team from, so massive injury crisis at the Dockers, but I'm going to pick them. I think the Pies are going along worse, so I'm going to pick that one.
I'm going Collingwood.
You're going to go Pies?
Yeah.
All right.
I am. I nearly choked on it, but I am.
Yeah, I think Freo will get the job done. I think they're on a roll and looking good.
You're channeling Pete for that one, aren't you?
Yes. Yes.
I'm tipping with my head, though.
That's all right. Yeah. Saturday.
You can hear that game on next at 5.35 as well on Friday.
Correct, 5.35.
Yes.
Triple M call team from Melbourne.
Straight after us. Ross, we get a little bit of an early reprieve. Ooh, how about
I know
that?
Where we're going. Upstairs. Thanks, to Dan. The bar.
Now, Brisbane versus Richmond at the MCG on Saturday.
Oh, this is a hard one to pick, I think. But I'm going to go Richmond because it's at the MCG. As much as I said slap me if I go to pick Richmond, but I'm going to the Tigers.
I can't reach you. Now, Richmond for me too.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Look, I feel so sorry for Justin Lepich at the moment. Really want his boys to get a win. But, yeah, I don't know if they'll do it. They can't even win at home.
Yes, feeling sorry is my
thing. I'll go to Richmond on that one.
Now, in the afternoon, Greater Western Sydney Giants, who are having just such a blinder of a year, versus Carlton.
Yeah, they're starting to annoy me, the Giants, because they're going so good. I don't know why.
You've got to ease in, guys. Yeah, you can't just go straight to the top. Yeah.
They should be a really good game, I think. But I'm going for the Giants. It's at Spotless Stadium where they've been very good this year.
Yeah, Giants.
Yeah, a bit of a scare last week against Bombers. I think at home, the Giants will get the job done comfortably.
Three lots of Giants. All right, St Kilda versus Geelong. How good is Geelong? And I'm going Geelong as well. I've gone in early, though. What about you, Tan?
Yeah, I'll go the Cats.
All right, it's two Cats.
Yep, Cats as well. Cats are unbeatable.
And then Hawthorn, speaking of unbeatable, versus Gold Coast Suns on Sunday.
Yeah, if it's not bad enough that it's Hawthorn, it's also in Tasmania where they do not lose.
No. The wind tunnel.
Hawthorn for that one.
No, and they only had to, they had to take the Gold Coast because they didn't have one of our West teams to take down there on the long trip. Right. We can see through
always
it,
happens.
Hawthorn.
I'll tip the Suns. Who knows? In an upset.
All right, yeah. Tan. Thank you very much.
No worries. And Dead Set Legends Saturday as well. And we've got Kim Mikkel and perhaps a big NBA element as well after the playoffs this week.
Is there any other kind but a big NBA element?
They're all big. Even the little guys.
Yeah, even the little ones. Thanks, Tan.
Thanks, Tanya.
See ya.
Thanks, guys.
It just takes a little spark to get Lisa and Pete going. And it just takes a little auto spark to get your car going. Call Auto Spark for a checkup or visit autospark.com.au. Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete. Made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.